You're listening to a Nova Science Now podcast. I'm producer Chad Cohen. These days, a lot of us make the effort to stay healthy and live longer.
I go jogging.
I try to not eat a lot of fried food.
I take classes at the gym.
I look both ways when I cross the street.
But what about the people who have already outlived everybody else? What's their secret?
My mother and father both lived to be in their late 80s. My brother and sister lived to be 97. I don't have a secret. I exist.
Frances Horowitz is 97. She's one of some 300 centenarians taking part in a longevity study at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York. Dr. Nir Barzilai leads the research. He spent years looking for the secret to a healthy, long life, and has shown that Ms. Horowitz may be onto something. There isn't any life-extending magic bullet. I joined Dr. Barzilai this spring while he interviewed long-lived New Yorkers like Irma Daniels for his study.
Somebody else in your family that lived to be really...
Well, my mother was 92.
Okay. And what was the birth date of your mother?
1878.
1878. So she born in the 1870,
right.
And she lived to be 92, which was an extremely old age,
right,
for people who were born in that generation.
Right.
How old was your father when he died?
My father was 80-something.
80-something. So even your father,
yeah,
was relatively old to people who were born in the 1870s. Even for today, life expectancy in the United States is only 77. So then my next question is, but now try and think of something that you do, like what us doctors tell everybody to do. Did you exercise all your life? Were you vegetarian? Tell me.
No, I was never vegetarian, that's for sure. I exercised a little bit.
What about diet? Did you like something specific? Did you avoid something specific?
No, there was a time I was on a diet. I was heavier, much, much heavier.
So what we discovered so far is, A, that you don't have any secret you want to tell us, and B, that there is family history of longevity in your family, at least two people who really lived exceptionally long
life. It seems. So it's all in the genes, right?
According to Barzilai, it is. He found no strong connection between lifestyle and longevity. As it turns out, though, many of them had something else in common.
We went to the lab, and the initial thing that was striking just by getting the reports back is that there were many, many people in the study, in those families, that had very high HDL cholesterol. HDL cholesterol is the good cholesterol. And we measured those lipoprotein particles, and we saw that they are amazingly large with our centenarians.
Sure.
They're larger than any other group that was ever described in the literature.
Over 80% of the centenarians Barzilai examined had genes that produced this large HDL, compared to only 8% of the rest of us. And he believes these genes are a key to longevity.
We found that they're protecting from several diseases. Each one of them is a little bit different, but they include diabetes, they include cardiovascular disease, they include hypertension, and maybe most important, cognitive function. They preserve cognitive function. So we feel more comfortable in saying, you know what, this is a longevity gene.
Although it may seem like Barzilai is searching for a fountain of youth, Ponce de Leon he is not. The ultimate goal of Barzilai's study is not to extend life, but to improve it. He hopes to develop drugs that can protect against diseases of old age and keep our golden years out of the nursing home. For Nova Science Now, I'm Chad Cohen.
For more on the genetics of aging and other science stories, watch Nova Science Now, airing every Tuesday night in July. You can visit us online at pbs.org/nova/sciencenow.